This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The nomination process for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections concluded this evening. In this phase, polling will be held on 6 November for 121 Assembly constituencies across 18 districts. Scrutiny of nomination papers will take place tomorrow, and candidates can withdraw the nominations until 20th October. Our correspondent reports that on the last day of nominations for the first phase, several prominent candidates, including four ministers from the Nitish Kumar government, filed the nomination papers. Senior BJP leader Health Mr. Mangal Pandey filed his nomination from the Siwan constituency. Jibesh Mishra submitted his papers as a BJP candidate from Jale in Darbhanga, while Dr. Prem Kumar filed his nomination from the Gaya town constituency. JDU candidate and Minister Leshi Singh filed a nomination from Damdaha constituency in the Simanchal region. Several chief ministers were present during the nomination process of BJP candidates. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devender Fadnavis participated in these events. In addition, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant also took part in various election programs. Many folk and performing artists also filed the nominations today. Election campaign for Bihar Assembly elections has intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a public rally today at Taraiyan in Saran district. Later in the evening, he also addressed an intellectuals conference organized by the BJP in Patna. Addressing a gathering at Taraiya, Saran, Mr. Shah praised Chief Minister Nitish Kumar for restoring law and order in the state over the last two decades. He highlighted Prime Minister Modi's contributions in the past 11 years, calling them a blessing for the poor. On the other hand, Congress leader Ashok Gehlot reiterated that everything is fine in the Mahagathbandhan. He said elections are very crucial and preparation for the same is going on. President Draupadi Murmu has said Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan has been launched with an aim to make every tribal village self-reliant and self-sufficient. The president was addressing the national conclave on the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi today.
आदि कर्म योगी अभियान इस परिवर्तनकारी सोच के साथ शुरू किया गया है कि प्रत्येक आदिवासी गांव आत्मनिर्भर और स्वाभिमानी बने। इस अभियान के माध्यम से यह सुनिश्चित करना है कि राष्ट्र के विकास की यात्रा में आदिवासी समुदाय की भी भागीदारी हो और विकास का लाभ भी सभी आदिवासी क्षेत्रों और लोगों तक पहुँचे।
The conclave was organized by the Minister of Tribal Affairs, marking a defining moment in India's journey towards responsive citizen-led governance. Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Dr. Harini Amarasuriya, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi extended a warm welcome and conveyed that her visit would impart fresh momentum to the historic and multifaceted India-Sri Lanka ties. Mr. Modi recalled his state visit to Sri Lanka in April this year, during which he held fruitful discussions with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake, covering all areas of cooperation. The two leaders discussed measures to strengthen cooperation in a number of areas, including education, technology, innovation development cooperation, and welfare fishermen. The 100th meeting of the Network Planning Group under PM Gati Shakti was held today to review infrastructure projects of road transport and highways. The meeting focused on enhancing multimodal connectivity and logistics efficiency in alignment with the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan. During the meeting, five projects, including two rail, two highways and one metro rail project, were evaluated for alignment with integrated multimodal infrastructure and socio-economic benefits. India defeated host Malaysia by 2-1 in its last group game to progress to the final of the Sultan of Johor Cup Junior Men's Hockey Tournament in Malaysia today. In badminton, top seed Tanvi Sharma assured India of a medal at the BWF World Junior Championships after advancing to the women's single semi-finals with a thrilling three-game win over Japan's Saki Matsumoto in Guwahati today. Tanvi Sharma thrashed Japan's Saki Matsumoto 13-15, 15-9, 15-10 in a hard-fought quarter-final contest. In cricket, rain has stopped the play between Sri Lanka and South Africa in the 18th match of the ICC Women's ODI World Cup at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.